When are you finally going to feel like you are good enough? When is it gonna be when you will say that you have achieved something, although it's not the end goal? And when are you finally gonna stop feeling guilty for wanting more? Having had conversations lately in Vienna, I realized we are all suffering from one big issue, something we never learned. And in this episode, I will give you the breakdown and the solution.
Welcome to the Online Business by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and this is your mindset and marketing podcast to help you build a business next to your 9-to-5 without burning out. And most importantly, enjoying your business journey while you are making money and impact. Grab your favorite note-taking device, lean back, and get inspired. I believe that everything you need to build a business of your dreams is already within you.
Welcome back, friends, to another episode of the Online Business by Design podcast. It's your host, Ivana Ivanek. I'm so excited you are here today. And greetings from Vienna. Yes, I'm still around. I'll be here for a couple of more weeks before returning to Curacao in August this year. And I am so enjoying myself. I'm having drinks, dinners, gatherings, meetings, catching up with friends, doing all the stuff that a city has to offer. But I'm also being very conscious about the conversations I have, because if you know me, you know that I am seeking these conversations consciously, because I'm putting together the data, looking for problems where people need a solution for. Having had these conversations about success lately, what success means, how do we see success, how do we put success out there globally, and what it means to each individual, because as many conversations I have had, we are all striving for something, but it's not the same goal and certainly not the same feeling that we connect to it. And that makes it so interesting, because today's success is not only the man in the suit going to his office, but today's success can be anything, and it looks differently as we have the opportunities to build digital businesses from the comfort of our own home, as we have opportunities to do it globally, to move around the globe and not having a brick and mortar business anymore. It is accessible to so many people than it was before. So success today looks different. We also have opportunity as women. There is equality. There is rights we have. We only didn't learn how to seize them today, because we would still be saying that, want more? Isn't it greedy? It seems like I'm unhappy if I always want to chase more, have more, do more. But there is a little thinking issue here. But before we start, I would love to share something really cool with you. If you're feeling invisible, having a hard time to break through the noise, inconsistent with creating content, not knowing what to say and how to say it, but deep down you know your message and your work can change people's lives, then listen up. I have created something so powerful for you. It's called the Magnetic Influence Accelerator, a high-touch group program that helps you build a personal brand and visibility strategy that works for you without being glued to your phone 24/7. This isn't about chasing trends or faking authority. It's about showing up clearly, consistently, so you attract clients, collaborations, podcast invites, and real opportunities that grow your business. Inside the program, you will learn how to clarify your message and story so you always know what to say, create content that feels aligned, not forced, build trust through presence and not pressure, grow visibility beyond social media like pitching podcasts and guest posts. And you get coaching, feedback, and a supportive community so you're never doing it alone. Head over to the show notes. The link for more information is right below. All right, let's do this. I've been recently out for dinner with a friend, and obviously it's always deep talk with me. It's always philosophical conversations we are having, exploring, giving advice if needed. And I truly enjoy these conversations because this depth of it is just so interesting how people think, and it always makes me discover something. Over this dinner, and I'll break this down for you in a short episode so you don't have to sit with me for a dinner-long episode today, I discovered one thing. We started talking about happiness and whether we are happy at this stage of our life with my friend. And my friend said that he is not considering himself as happy because he always wants more. And I boldly blurted out saying like, what? But what's wrong with wanting more? If you have the access to more, if you have the capacity to create more, if you have opportunity to do so, why not doing it? So what's the problem? And we started debating on this topic till I realized that there is a problem in this whole thing. First of all, yes, it is somewhat inherited that we feel guilty, especially as women, if we want more. If we want more time for ourselves, we feel like we are not doing good enough for our families, and we are not there for the people who need us. If we want more downtime, then we consider ourselves as lazy because we should be doing something. If we want more money, then we are greedy. And if we want more of this, we are that. So there is always a direct connection to somewhat of a guilt feeling. There is a direct connection of not being enough if we seek more of something that would actually do us very well. But the whole problem here is that we all look at a very, very big picture, and we literally forget what we already are doing on a daily basis. Starting a digital business is not easy. And if you think you are not there yet, you haven't succeeded yet, you need to do more so, you need to work a little bit more harder to achieve X, Y, Z first before you even consider yourself any kind of successful and can celebrate yourself, listen up. With this conversation with my friend and happiness, I truly told him that you are happy. You are not chasing more because you are unhappy. You are chasing more because you're ambitious. You are chasing more because you want to create something. You want to build something bigger than it is right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. The only thing what we are constantly forgetting is to celebrate and give ourselves the credit for what we already achieved, no matter how big or small, because we will only celebrate and give ourselves the clap on the shoulder and share with our friends if the outcome is huge, if the success is big, if it's something we promised ourselves to achieve once in a lifetime. But what about all these steps in between? What about all these days where you get up every freaking morning and work on your business? What about those days? They don't count? It's still your life at this moment. And once you have achieved one step and then the second and the third, no matter how fast, no matter how many pivots you have made in between, no matter how many things have failed and needed to be redone, every single morning, you wake up and you do it despite the fear of failure, despite the discomfort, no matter if you're tired and you still do it, these are achievements. Now, the whole world will be telling you that this is not enough, this is not quite an achievement yet, this is not success, but I'm telling you that all these things are leading up to your big goal. So if you wanted to get to a point, which can be as freaking simple as getting up in the morning and creating content if you're not feeling like it, then you have achieved. Then you have done something that brings you closer to your goal. And that's not nothing. Of course, you want to have your end goal and therefore you will want more. But we were not taught to celebrate those little steps. And it feels like we are chasing always something bigger, something wider, something that is not quite yet achievable. And this is where it starts feeling stressful, like we need to move faster. This is where it starts feeling like we need to work a little bit more harder so we get there quicker. This feels like we need to sugarcoat and hide every little failure because also nobody speaks about that. This feels like we need to cover up the whole process of happening, the whole process of creating, the whole process of getting there, and we will only share when we achieve the big goal. And then, believe it or not, you will want more, because if you can do it once, why not repeat it? But also then, if you achieve your big goal, you will need to celebrate it just as any other step that has gotten you there. And this is nobody's teaching you that. Nobody's teaching you how to end a day and tell yourself, you know what? You've done a freaking great job. You have achieved, and tomorrow you can go for more. Without guilt, without wanting to be faster, without playing down what you have already done today. Without playing down to haven't taken 3 weeks longer than anybody else. Not playing down that something didn't go the way you wanted it. But yet you got up and you did it anyway and you repeated it until it was working. That's not nothing. And wanting to be better, wanting to improve skill, wanting to go bigger, wanting to build more has nothing to do with unhappiness if you are already happy with what you are doing. Let that sink in. This is so important to make this shift. It will make you feel less guilty. It will make you feel less guilty for taking breaks because you have already achieved and you're very conscious of it. It will make you feel less guilty for striving for bigger visions that nobody can grasp. And now, how to do that? How to do this almost immediately? I have another good friend that I talked about this a lot. Back in Curacao and a lot over the phone, and there was a little bit of a tension in one conversation where we both felt a little bit out of place, feeling almost chased by our own schedules and what we all need to do, and then kind of wrapping it up as if it wasn't enough because we didn't work past 4 p.m. because we wanted to go out. And this is where this entire conversation started, because we planned to go out or to get ready to go out at 4 p.m., therefore closed office at the time, to get ready, to have dinner, and then to go to the city. It was midweek, so it wasn't a weekend, and there was a sense of, ooh, shouldn't we have worked an hour longer, have done a little bit more? And we completely overlooked and forgot that we got up an hour earlier to start earlier. We forgot in this conversation that we actually worked so much more focused and we were so much more driven that one particular day because we wanted to get work done on time in order we can go out and have fun. So we overlooked the entire planning. This was planned yet at 4 p.m., even if you are ready, done with everything, you have achieved, you have done your tasks for the day, we still felt guilty. And we started debating where this is coming from. It's coming from narratives of having to work till 5 p.m. as this old employee thinking that we inherited, that we are seeing, that is being shown to us day in, day out. As well, a sense of having to prove something to someone. Now, you can think about it. What that something that you need to prove, and to who do you need to prove it still? If you have built a business that allows you to work 6 hours a day, I think everybody would envy you for having done that. And I do have that freedom sometimes that I can say, you know what, closing office at 3 p.m., go to the beach, go out with friends, do that. There is an opportunity to hang out with people. I'll happily take it and do my work differently that day or do it another day or distribute differently. And as we were speaking, it appeared to us that there is always something we needed to prove, maybe when we were younger. May it be to our friends who didn't believe in us. Or when I said that I'm going to build a digital business, travel the globe and live everywhere I want, no one believed in me. So I felt a sense of having to constantly prove myself rather than celebrating those little successes, because what matters the most to the people on the outside who don't see that process, who don't understand your business, who don't understand the work you do, they will only want to know the big outcome. I boldly once said, I want to be a millionaire. So the whole world is now waiting for me to become a millionaire. They will wait for some time still, but I should also share other successes with them if they're interested. So people know there is, the needle is moving, there is something going on. And I don't have to prove anything to anyone because I didn't say I'm going to be a millionaire in a month. So think about it, whenever you feel stressed and you feel like you need to do more, you need to achieve more, sit with it and ask yourself, who are you proving and what are you proving to whom again? Because this is what we do on a daily. So now, my friend and me decided we are not going to complain if we feel guilty for leaving office earlier, if the schedule is too full, if we are feeling stressed because XYZ and we need to do things better and faster and do it again and whatever we might think in that moment, it puts us under distress and makes everything so uncomfortable with no particular reason. We decided whenever we find ourselves trapped in that conversation, maybe when we are together, maybe over phone, over WhatsApp conversations, as soon as we see that we are stuck in that spiral of not being enough, having to do more, not having done good enough, and it's so stressful, I already want to be there. I don't even want to go slow, but I want to go like, you know, 3 times faster so I don't experience discomfort and I'm going to be procrastinating until I'm fed up with myself and then do it, whatever it is that you feel. Whenever we find ourselves caught up in that situation, we are going to share very consciously what we have achieved that day. Now, we practiced in June, we practiced almost the full month of July, and I'm telling you, this makes such a difference. No matter how small or big your achievement was, share it with someone who understands, share it with someone who really cheers you on, share it with someone who will always have your back and tell you that even the smallest freaking thing that you have done that moves you towards your goal is freaking amazing, and you are a freaking queen or a king for doing so. This is changing everything. You won't feel guilty for not having done enough. You won't feel guilty for wanting more. You will experience an incredible satisfaction that I only can recommend experiencing. So go ahead, find that buddy, find that person that you can share, even on a daily, your small or big achievements, and see how it will change everything for you. I desire this for you so much because I know that you can achieve anything you set out for. And I believe in you 1,000%.